Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas. Welcome to day 32 of our Lenten series of readings and meditations. And today I've got a few words of Henry Nouwen on solitude. Solitude greeting solitude. That's what community is all about. Community is not the place where we are no longer alone, but the place where we respect, protect, and reverently greet one another's aloneness. When we allow our aloneness to lead us into solitude, our solitude will enable us to rejoice in the solitude of others. Our solitude roots us in our own hearts. Instead of making us yearn for company that will offer us immediate satisfaction, solitude makes us claim our center and empowers us to call others to claim theirs. Our various solitudes are like strong, straight pillars that hold up the roof of our communal house. Thus, solitude always strengthens community. Solitude is the garden for our hearts, which yearn for love. It is the place where our aloneness can bear fruit. It is the home for our restless bodies and anxious minds. Solitude, whether it is connected with a physical space or not, is essential for our spiritual lives. It is not an easy place to be, since we are so insecure and fearful that we are easily distracted by whatever promises immediate satisfaction. Solitude is not immediately satisfying, because in solitude we meet our demons, our addictions, our feelings of lust and anger, and our immense need for recognition and approval. But if we do not run away, we will meet there also the one who says, "Do not be afraid, I am with you, and I will guide you through the valley of darkness." Let's keep returning to our solitude. Henry Nouwen was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer and theologian. He was born in 1932 and died in 1996. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Ache Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. Thank you.